Today we are going to study very beautiful verses taught by Buddha. So this discourses or this part from shorter discourses of the Buddha. So dear friends, we called this part Dhammapadaya. So this Dhammapadaya, it has 26 categories or 26 vagga is the Pali word, or we can say 26 categories or like that, okay, 26 topics. So among them, first one, Yamaka vagga. Yamaka vagga, it means pairs. Yamaka means pairs, like both, like that, okay, pairs. Then, because according to this category, Buddha, he used two verses. So those verses related to each other, or those verses little bit same. Okay, when we study, you can understand. And so when Buddha delivering this part, so according to this part, Buddha, he had taught about wholesome, good deeds, good action, good karma and bad action, bad karma, and about mind. Okay, so therefore, this part, we can follow, we can study this part. Today, then again I can say, according to this part, it has number of stories. Then according to this Dhammapadaya, every verses has a story. Has a story or have a story?
Has
a story. Okay, so therefore I will not say that story completely because we haven't time, but I will say some summarize, okay, because when we know about that story, we can get an idea about this verse. Then, dear friends, actually I really like to those verses. Then time to times I read these verses in my novice time. When I was living as a novice monk, every day I read verses, at least one verse. Then especially I recommend all disciples, he may be a monk or lay disciple, they should read at least one verse for one day. Then there is a special statement said by enlightened monks, and Buddha he also said, then these verses, one verses, it has a power of 100 enlightened monks' power. Did you sense me? So 100 enlightened monks' power has in this verse. Okay, therefore those verses are very useful to develop our holy life and our mindfulness, concentration, our energy, everything. So dear friends, what is the first verse? Buddha teaches. So those categories made by enlightened monks, okay, 26 categories. Then Buddha teaches, Mano Pubbanga Madhamma, it has two languages, Pali and English. First part from in English, second part in Pali. Mano Pubbanga Madhamma. Mano means mind. Mano is the Pali word. Mano Pubbanga Madhamma. It means mind comes first. like that. And mind is the forum, like that, okay, to all the action, to all the deeds. It may be mental action or verbal action or bodily action. Okay, mind comes first. Mano pubbanga madamma, mano setta mano maya. Mano setta means, setta means chief. Mind is the chief. Mano maya. So those action made by mind, every action, it may be bodily or verbal or mental action, because we think something about mental action. As mental action, we think something about or we plan something. Then manasa che paduttena. Padutta means impure, like that. Impure, like, or he destroy his mind. Manasa che paduttena basati means say or speak. Karoti means do or action. You know, dukkha means suffering. Tato nan dukkha manmi. Suffering follow. Yeah, suffering follows that person. Chakkang vahatopata, like a wagon wheel. When the cow going somewhere, that wagon wheel, so the wheel of chariot follows the cow, like that. So according to these translations, how all actions in this life are preceded by mind. Okay? Mind is their chief. They are made by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows one, like the wagon wheel follows the foot of the ox. So, do you know this story?
No, I don't think I
don't know either.
No, I don't think I do.
Dear friends, I will say briefly, if you want to know the complete story, I can sing, okay? So, dear friends, in the past, there was a native doctor, maybe 100 million years ago. Native doctor, like herbal doctor. Okay? So, one day, a poor woman, who one eye was sick or ill, or like weak, her eye was very weak. It was very weak. Then he came to him, that person. Thereafter, she says, "Oh doctor, if you can recover my eye, if you can treat my eye, after recovering my eye, I will be a servant for you." Okay? Thereafter, that doctor, he's very clever. So, thereafter, that doctor, he put a medication like oil into her eyes. Okay? Thereafter, her eye diseases or that eye, it completely recovered. But then, she doesn't like to become a servant. Then she said, "Oh doctor, my eye, it is not recovered yet. Then I'm blinded." Then doctor is very clever. He understood this lady, this woman, he cheat. He's a lying. Thereafter, doctor, then what happened? He got angry. So that is the point. His mind was destroyed. He got angry. Then he thought, "Oh, I can do. I can recover." Again, doctor says, thereafter, he put another medication. Thereafter, her eye is completely blind. It's the bad action. Okay? Then, thereafter, then after that life, that doctor, he has to suffer in, he has to reborn in hell and animal worlds. Okay? He suffers a lot. However, finally, when Buddha was living in India, he comes to human world. Then he heard Buddha's teaching. Thereafter he thought, oh, I should practice this Dhamma. I should become, I should try to destroy these defilements. Or then I should develop my mind. I should be enlightened like that. Then finally, he gave up his life and he became a monk. Then he tried to. So his name was Chakupala. Okay, when he was become enlightened. Okay, at that moment, his eyes was blind. What is the reason? Result of bad action that he has done in the past. Okay. Thereafter, one day, when he was walking on ground, like park, when he was walking, then like a walking meditation. So at that day, in the same day, there were number of creatures on floor. Okay, number of creatures like little frogs. Then, those frogs, they died because this enlightened monk, he stopped on those creatures, but he don't know about it. He doesn't know about it because he was blind. Then monks say, oh, monks, they don't know this enlightened monk. Okay, monk says, oh, this person, this monk, he killed number of animals, number of creatures. Thereafter, those monks, they complain to Buddha. Dear Bhante, our Chakupala, he's the enlightened monk, our Chakupala Bhante, when he was walking, then he killed creatures. Thereafter, Buddha said, Buddha, oh monks, when Chakupala was walking, then he stopped on creatures, but he hasn't any idea. He hasn't any idea I kill this animal. He doesn't know about that animal. He doesn't pay his attention to it. He doesn't have any idea to kill that animal. Therefore, it hasn't bad action. Thereafter, those monks, they invited to Bhante. So what is the reason blind eye like that? Blindness, is it correct? Yeah. Thereafter, Buddha enclosed, is it correct?
Disclosed.
Hmm?
Disclosed.
Yeah, disclosed. Past story. Okay. Thereafter, Buddha preached this verse. What is the verse? All action in this life are preceded by mind. Mind is their chief. They are made by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, like the impure mind, suffering follows one, like the wagon wheel follows the foot of dogs. So therefore, his bad action, his past bad action, okay, when he was living as a doctor, he has done bad things. Okay, it follows like wagon wheel. Okay, then in the final life, he has to experience final bad final part of bad action. Okay? So, therefore Buddha preached this verse. Then, next verse, it is very same to this one, but it's like a little bit opposite. Like, you can understand how, what is the verse, all action is this life preceded by mind. Mano pubbangama dhamma mano sitta mano maya. All action in this life are preceded by mind. Mind is their chief. Mano sitta mano maya. They are mind. They are made by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, manasache pasannena, pure mind, happiness follows one's never departing shadow. Okay? Then our good result of action, like merit, it will follow us like a shadow. So, it has a little story. Have you heard Mattakundali? Like, it's a very simple one. One day, there was a child called Mattakundali. Okay? He was very weak, very ill. Okay? Then, fortunately, in his final day, Buddha saw this person, this child. He has some ability to make pleasant mind or make faith like that. Okay, sorry. So thereafter, in the final time of Mattakundali, Buddha appeared front of Mattakundali. He had laid on the bed. Okay. Then Buddha spread his aura. Thereafter that Mattakundali, he saw Buddha's aura. Then he recognized, oh Buddha, he came. Then thereafter he makes happy mind. He makes pleasant mind about Buddha. He had knew Buddha's qualities. He had heard about Buddha. Thereafter, as a result of that pleasant mind, he had born in heaven level. Okay? Then, thereafter, Mattakundali's father, then after few minutes he died. Thereafter Mattakundali's father, he cried, oh, what happened to my son, like saying something, when he was lamenting, Mattakundali appeared as a ghost. Okay, thereafter Mattakundali said, oh father, now I am in heavenly world. There are fathers, oh Mattakundali, what did you do? You didn't do good things. How you go to heavenly world? Like that. Thereafter, Mattakundali said, oh father, Buddha helped me. Buddha helps to me. Then, as a result of pleasant mind, I reborn in heavenly world. Then Mattakundali, he disappeared. Thereafter, Mattakundali's father, he went to the monastery, Jetavana. At that time, Buddha preached these verses. What is the verses? All action in this life are preceded by mind. Mind is their chief. They are made by mind. If one is speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows one's never departing shadow. Okay? Then according to those verses, dear friends, we can understand mind is the main thing. Okay? It is the main point. Okay? Then we can understand, we can say mind is the root of action. Root of action. We can say nowadays some people, they do some bad things, bad action. Maybe he will blame, or he will be a harsh person, or he will kill some person, or he will shoot everything, or he will be a drug addict, like that. So what is the beginning point? First of all, his mind was destroyed. That is the starting point. That's the starting point. So therefore, we should keep our mind with wholesome deeds. Actually, if we can keep our mind with wholesome mental object like meditation, it's very useful to develop or convert our action. Okay? So therefore, Buddha, he had told number of meditation. So, you know about first verses and second verses, then you can think about those verses, okay, in your free time. You can think more than me. Okay, because this Dhamma open to all. If you can think, this Dhamma open to you. Then, what is the third verse? Akkocchimam avadimam ajjinimam ahasi. Akkocchimam avadimam, he abused me. He struck me. He defeated me and he robbed me. Ajinimam ahasimi. Yetam upanayanti veran tesan nasamuti. Those who harbor such thoughts will never end their hatred. Okay? Then, have you heard these words? So it's very useful. So it has a little story about teacher. Then fourth verse, it is also related with third one. He abused me, he struck me, he defeated me and he robbed me. Those who do not harbor such thoughts will end their hatred. Okay, it has a little story. Dear friends, so Buddha delivered those verses on behalf of the Thullathissa Bante, monks Thullathissa. Thulla means fat, okay? Thissa is the name. So Thullathissa, actually he had some relationship with Buddha. Like I think maybe Buddha's auntie's son, like that, okay? Some relationship. Then therefore he was very proud. He thought, oh, Buddha is my cousin, like that. Okay? Therefore he doesn't respect to other monks. Okay, he lives with conceit, like conceit. Not conceit, is it correct? What is the word? Man, like
like arrogance.
Yeah, like arrogance. Yeah. Other word, next word.
Conceit. Pride. More like pride, arrogance.
Yeah, arrogant, like that. Yeah, conceit is. I think, is it correct? Is it same word, arrogant and conceit?
A little different.
Yeah, like that. That's how we were. He thought Buddha is my cousin, like that. He didn't respect to elder monks. So one day, one of elder monks visitor, visiting monks, like visitor. He came to this monastery. He saw this novice monk. He doesn't respect to elders. Then he advised with out of compassion, okay, monks, if you want to develop this monkshood, you should do, you have respect to elders, okay, because it's a quality. Because you know children, they should respect their mother, like that. It's very simple. So, thereafter, that monk, he got angry. Thereafter, he went to the Buddha. Oh, Buddha, this monk, he blamed me. He abused me. Then, he defeated, like that. He told something. Thereafter, Buddha said, Buddha, he knew the story. Thereafter, Buddha preached those verses to Tuladisa Bhante. Okay? Buddha teaches Tuladisa, you should be obedient. You should practice this mind as a novice monk. You should respect to elders like that. So thereafter Buddha delivered those verses. Okay. Then, yeah. Next talk. I think you have heard this verse. Okay. Number 5. Hatred is never ends through hatred. Nahi ve rena verani. Hatred nahi. Nahi means never. Pali words nahi. Hatred is never ends through hatred. Nahi verani verani. By non-hatred alone does it end. Nahi verena verani sammanti the kudachanam. Averena cha sammanti. By non-hatred alone does it end. This is an internal law in this world. Averena cha sammanti. Esadamu sanantanam. Have you heard this verse? So it has a little story. Actually, according to past verses, number 3 and 4, we should understand according to our thinking process, according to our thinking method, our mind will destroy. Okay, when he think about or something about, he abused me, he struck me, he defeated me, like that. It is not the way for loving kindness. Okay, therefore we should understand correctly. How should I think like that? Okay, then if we want to know our thoughts, our thinking method, we should have mindfulness. If we know about it, he has some mindfulness. Because he knows his thoughts. It may be a bad one or a good one. He knows his thoughts. So it is the starting point. Because some people, they don't know their thoughts. It may be good or bad. Okay? Then if we can understand our thoughts, it is the beginning points of mindfulness. He can give up. He can destroy bad thoughts. He can develop good thoughts using the Dhamma. Okay? So therefore, you should remind or you should remember, and we should keep our mindfulness with our thoughts. Then fifth one, it has a little story. So, dear friends, in the past, maybe 100 or million years ago, like that, okay, there were two ladies of one husband, okay, a husband, he married two wives. Then first wives, because first wife, she hasn't children, therefore he married again. Then when the second wife was pregnant, she was pregnant. Thereafter that first wife, she got angry, she got jealousy like that. She wanted to destroy that, she wanted to abort that womb, like, what is the word?
Abort the baby.
Yeah, abort the baby. Thereafter, that first wife, she given a medication with foods to the mother. Thereafter, what happened, that mother, she died with baby. When she was dying, she got angry. She thought, because she knew all the story, she knew that women, she gave me some medication like poison like that. Okay? She revenge. I will kill you like that. With that bad wishes, he died. She died. Then after that life, she had born as an animal, like cat. Okay. Thereafter, time to times, they had reborn in animal worlds. They killed their children, each other like that. Then when second wife, he had born as a cat. Thereafter, first wife, after her life, he had born as a hen. Okay, then that cat, it ate all the eggs of hen, that hens. Thereafter, that hens reborn again as a tiger. Thereafter, that cat, it had born again as a deer, like that. Then that tiger, he killed all the baby deer, like that, many, many times, number of times, they ate their children. Okay? So, thereafter, finally, when Buddha was dwelling in Savatthi, staying in Savatthi, second wife, he had born as a human lady. Then first wife, she had born as a devil. Okay? Then what happened? Two times that devil ate that mother's children. Okay, she sacked the blood of babies. Thereafter, what happened? Thereafter, finally, one day, when she delivered a third baby, one day, she knew that devil, he devil approaching the baby. She saw that incident. Thereafter, that mother, he took that baby. Carrying that baby, he ran to the Jetavan. Then he put the baby in front of Buddha. Buddha, please protect my baby, she says. Thereafter, that dual lady dual like yakka, do you know?
A demon.
Lady demon? Is it correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Lady demon.
Sorceress.
Hmm?
Sorceress.
I don't know that one. Okay.
Yep.
Then
is more powerful than sorceress.
Yeah, then she can't approve the monastery. Power of the Buddha, because Buddha, he had power. Thereafter, Buddha invited to that lady demon. Then Buddha preached false stories. So this is the beginning point of your hatred. Thereafter, they give up. They understood that stories, they understood their bad action. They give up their head. At that time, Buddha preached the, Buddha delivered the fifth verse, hatred in never ends through hatred, by non-hatred alone does it end. This is an internal law in this world. Okay? Then sixth verse, the people who quarrel do not realize that one day through these quarrels, they will die. They will destroy like that. Okay? But those who do realize this fact settle their quarrels. Okay? According to this verse, it has a little stories. So I will say briefly. So one day there was a monastery in Kosambi. Okay? There were a number of novice monks. So one day they divided to two parts or two groups because of some little factors. Okay? Thereafter those novice monks, they blame to each other, they neglect to each other. They divided to two groups like that. Thereafter, those lay disciples, they knew this incident. They told monks, you should settle this quarrel. Then you should give some advice from the Buddha. Thereafter, those monks, they didn't care that word. Okay, then lay disciple, they discuss. Okay, we can do something like that. They didn't give means, foods, robes, everything. They stopped all the meals. Okay, they stopped all the foods, everything. Then those monks, they understood. Oh, now we haven't foods, we haven't something to drink. Thereafter, again, they went meet the Buddha. Okay, at that time, Buddha advised them, saying this verse. What is the verse? The people who quarrel do not realize the one day through these quarrel, they will destroy, but those who do realize this fact settle their cause. Then next one, number 7, it is about Chulakala and Mahakala. Dear friends, whoever lives focused on pleasant things with their sense faculties unguarded, immoderate in eating, lazy and sluggish, will be overpowered by Mara, just as a storm throws down a weak tree. Then number 8, whoever lives focused on the unpleasant nature of things with their sense faculties guarded moderate in eating, faithful and diligent will not be overpowered by Maya, just as a storm cannot shake a rocky mountain. Okay? So, dear friend, according to those verses, there were two brothers called Chulakala and Mahakala. Okay? One day, they heard the Buddha's lesson, Buddha's teaching. Thereafter, they decided, it's better if we can follow those teachings. So it's better if we give up this lay life, and if we become a monk, if we can become a monk, we can develop this Dhamma easily. Thereafter, they became monks. Then, elder brother Mahakala, he thought, now I am little bit old, I should practice this Dhamma. Okay. Then younger brother, he thought, I should learn much this Dhamma. Like that. Okay. Thereafter, elder brother, he makes energy, effort. He meditates. Anytime he practices the Dhamma, he develops his holy life. But younger brother, he doesn't try to develop his concentration. Thereafter, one day, younger brother's family and younger brother's wife, they invited to Chulakala for a breakfast, for a lunch, okay? Thereafter, Chulakala, he went to the house, his own house. Then, that wife, she prepared delicious foods, okay? Because she knows the foods that Chulakala wanted, or Chulakala's desires. She has some idea about Chulakala's desires. Therefore, she prepared a delicious foods. Then, again, she worked beautifully. She decorated like cosmetics, wearing garlands like that. Okay, then she offered foods. After the lunch, she says, "Oh, husband, don't go anywhere. Please stay here. You can live with me. So you can do merit with me. Don't go." Thereafter that, father, mother, and those relatives and neighbors, they say, don't go. Thereafter, Chulakala, he give up his monk's life. He again converted to lay person. Then Mahakala, he became enlightened. Finally, he became enlightened because he practiced the Dhamma. Then, Mahakala's wife, elder brother's wife, she thought, I can do that tactics, like that strategy. Okay, therefore she thought, yeah, I can do it. Then again she invited to Mahakala. Then she made delicious food. Then she wear beautifully. Is it correct right wear? Yeah, beautifully with cosmetics and garlands, ornaments, and she dressed beautifully. And thereafter, at that time, that elder monks or Mahakala, he came to house. Thereafter, that wife offered foods. Thereafter, she said, and father said, "Oh, Mahakala, don't go anywhere. Please stay here. Okay? Then you can live with me. You can do good deeds with your wife." Like that. Thereafter, that Mahakala's wife, she shut down or shut off the door, like that. What's the correct word?
Close the door.
Shut off.
Shut the door.
Yeah, shut off the door. Then she says, "Don't go anywhere. You should hear. You should stay here." Thereafter, that enlightened monk, he has some psychic power. He go upwards to the sky, and he went through the roof. Okay. So then, thereafter, monks, they said that story to the Buddha. Then Buddha said, "Monks who lose focused on the unpleasant nature of things with their sense faculties guarded, moderate in eating, faithful and diligent, will not be overpowered by Maya. Just as a storm cannot shake a rocky mountain." Okay? So, dear friends, you can understand, if you want to develop this meditation or this holy life, we should restrain or we should guard our sense faculties. Then we should know the main acts of means or foods. Okay, those foods not for enjoy this body, those foods for keep our body. So it is the mean. We can eat whatever we like, but we should know the real acts of means or foods. It's for keep our body. Okay? That, did you remember first man? He was greedy for meals, and he didn't guard their sense faculties. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. He didn't restrain their six sense faculties. Therefore, he fell down from the monk's life. Number 9. So, dear friends, this is about number 9, whoever is defiled, devoid of self-control and truthfulness, and yet wears the monk's robe. Number 10, whoever has removed defilements is well established in virtue and is filled with self-control and truthfulness is indeed worthy of the robe. Anikasav kasavan yovattam paridhesati. Is it correct translation? Number 9.
It kind of seems like not really a finished sentence.
Oh yeah, so it has a little part. Robes, not full stop. Truthfulness and yet whereas the monk's robe is surely not worthy of the robe. Okay? It has to be a mistake. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, dear friends, so, according to this incident, according to, it has little story. No, when the Devadatta, do you know the Devadatta? He is a monk. He makes trouble to Buddha. Then, so Devadatta, when he was living in Rajagaha, those lay disciples, they decided to give, they arrange alms giving like that, okay, for monks. Thereafter, there was a merchant, rich merchant. He gave a golden robes. Oh, you can use this clothes for your arms, like that. Okay, you can give. Then those lay disciples, they thought, oh, this robe, it's fit for monks, Devadatta. It's very good for Devadatta. Then other lay disciples, they said, some lay disciples, they said, oh, this robe, it's good for Sariputta Bhante. Okay, monk Sariputta. Because Sariputta, he is an enlightened monk, and Devadatta, he is not enlightened. Then, thereafter, finally, those lay disciples, they offered this robe to Devadatta, for Devadatta. Then, that Devadatta wearing the expensive golden robes, Devadatta walked here and there gloriously with his crowd, okay? Then Buddha said, in the past Devadatta, he had stolen a robe for advantages of him, okay? As a result of that action, no, as a result of that incident, Buddha preached these verses. So first verses, it should be correct like this. Whoever is defiled, devoid of self-control and truthfulness, and yet wears the monk's robe, is surely not worthy of the robe. Yeah. Then 10th verse, it's correct. Whoever has removed defilements, is well established in virtue, and is filled with self-control and truthfulness, is indeed worthy of the robe. So therefore, this robes not for cheat to others, okay? So this robes, it's for virtuous one. Then next one, number 11, Asare sar matino sare cha sar dasi. In this world, there are unbeneficial things. Some people mistake these unbeneficial things to be beneficial. They also mistake the beneficial things, such as developing virtue, concentration, and wisdom, to be beneficial. They are enveloped in wrong thoughts. They never reach what is beneficial. Okay. Then next verses. So actually, number 11 and number 12 verses, it has little stories. The enlightened monk Sariputta and Moggallana. So when they was living as a lay disciple, they wanted to find truth. Thereafter, they found a teacher called Sanjay. Okay, then Sanjay teaches about concentration. So as a pupil, is it correct? As people, they followed the Sanjay's teaching. So finally they understood we couldn't find a perfect solution. Thereafter they decided we should find another teacher. Then when they wandering, Upatissa, lay name of Sariputta Bhante, okay? Upatissa, he saw an enlightened monk called Asaji. Then Asaji Bhante, he said some Buddha's teaching, little bit, okay? Thereafter, Upatissa, he became stream enter, or he came into the Eightfold Path, okay? Right view, right intention, right speech, right action, like that. Thereafter, that Upatissa, he told about Sanjay, about Buddha, about Asaji and about Buddha to his friend called Kolita. he told all this story. Oh, there is a teacher called Buddha. He teaches Buddhamma. Thereafter, Kolita, he heard the Dhamma. Thereafter, they became Buddha's disciple, lay disciple. Then they approached the Sanjay. They went meet to the Sanjay, their past teacher, okay, previous teacher. Then they said, Sanjay, dear teacher, we found a good teacher. He has good teachings. We became a disciple of Buddha. So those teachings very beneficial, like that. Thereafter, Sanjay, he had 250 disciples or pupils, like that. So they decided, oh, it's really good. We should become disciples of Buddha. Thereafter, Sanjay, he lost his pupil. He got angry. And according to that incident, Buddha teaches, Buddha preached these verses, 11 and 12. Okay? Then, so according to those verses, we should understand beneficial things and unbeneficial things. What are the beneficial things? Controlled our sense faculties, restrained our faculties, or practiced the holy life, dual of the mindfulness, concentration, and practice the good deeds, dual of the good deeds, like that. Or develop the ethical conduct and like that. Okay. Number 13. Buddha teaches these verses to the Nanda. Okay. Nanda, he is the Prajapati, he is the stepmother of Buddha, Siddhartha. Okay, Buddha's stepmother. Then Nanda, he is the son of stepmother. Okay, then Nanda, one day Buddha knew Nanda, he has some power, he has some power of merit, power of good action, like good karma, to achieve the enlightenment. So King Suddhodana, Buddha's father, okay, he arranged some special function like it has three things, like wedding, Nanda's wedding, and entering the new palace, like what is the correct word? Occupying the new palace. And Nanda's, he is going to wear that crown. Yeah. Crown, those things. There are three functions. Then Buddha understood Nanda, he has a chance to understand this Dhamma. Then before a few days, Buddha entered to the palace, met the Nanda. Thereafter, Buddha preached Dhamma, Buddha discussed some Dhamma talk with King Suddhodana and other relatives. Thereafter, Buddha, he gives his bowl to the Nanda. But Buddha, he didn't take it. Okay? Then Nanda, therefore Nanda, he has to come, he has to go with the Buddha. Then when Buddha entered the Purvaram, name of monastery. So thereafter Buddha said, Nanda, this monk's life, it's very good. It is very useful. It's very nice. So Nanda, shall we practice this Dhamma? then Nanda, he can't give up that words, because Buddha is the elder brothers, like that. Okay, then Mahānanda, he is younger brothers, he is younger than Nanda. Okay, thereafter, but however, Nanda, he hasn't any idea about enlightenment. He wanted to marry her girlfriend, his girlfriend. Okay, thereafter, after few days, Buddha saw Nanda's mind. Okay, then Buddha asked Nanda, shall we go to the heavenly world? Thereafter Nanda said, oh Bhante, I haven't any psychic power, I haven't any psychic power to go to the heaven. So thereafter Buddha said, oh Nanda, take my robes, catch my robes, like that. Thereafter Buddha did some psychic power, they appeared in heavenly world. Thereafter Buddha said, Nanda, what do you think, how about those angels? Okay, thereafter Nanda said, oh dear Bhante, angels, they are very beautiful. Thereafter Buddha asked Nanda, now how about your girlfriend? Okay, her name was Nanda. Okay, Nanda said, oh, she is like a burnt monkey. Okay, she is like a burnt monkey when I compare angels, like that. She said some simile. So thereafter Buddha said, Nanda, if you practice this Dhamma correctly, I promise I will give 500 angels for you. Thereafter Nanda, he was wondered. He said, oh Bhante, yeah, I liked it. Thereafter Nanda practiced meditation. He guarded sense faculties. Then he did whatever Buddha said. When Buddha says something, he liked to do everything. Okay? So finally, he became enlightened. Okay, thereafter he understood, because now he hasn't any attachment with anything. Then he wanted to say it to the Buddha, Buddha, now I don't need those angels, like that. So therefore one day he approached the Buddha. Thereafter Buddha taught those verses. Buddha preached these verses. Just as rain breaks through a poorly roofed house, lance penetrators, the mind that has not been developed by calming and inside meditation. Just as rain does not break through a well-roofed house, lust never penetrates the mind that has been well developed by calming and inside meditation. Okay, so therefore we should keep our mind like a roof. Okay, roof like a meditation. Okay, rain like a bad thoughts. Rain like a bad thoughts. So meditation or our mind like a well fixed roof. Then number 15. This is about Chunda Sukara. There was a person called Chunda. Chunda Sukara is the Pali word for pig. You know pig? Pig? Yeah, animal. Yeah, animal. Okay. So, then Chunda Sukara, he actually, he's a slaughter. he killed pig for meat, like that. Okay? Then he was a butcher like that. Then, in the final time of Chunda, he screamed like a pig. Okay? So, in his deathbed. Okay? Then monks told that his house is very near to Jetavan. Then monks said, "Oh Bhante, that Chunda, he screamed like a pig." So that is the sign of next birth. Okay? Thereafter, Buddha said, "Oh monks, he is going to reborn in hell." Okay? So therefore, Buddha said, "The evil dog grieves this life and in the next. He grieves in both worlds. He laments and is afflicted, seeing his own defiled actions." Okay? So next, about Dhammika. So according to this verse, there was a lay disciple called Dhammika. He practiced Buddha's teaching. He practiced well. So in the final time, monks went to the Dhammika's house for chant or for recite the chanting verses, like protective verses to the Dhammika. When they were chanting those verses, Dhammika, he did something like some sign, like this, stop like that. Okay? Then monks, they thought, "Oh, now we should stop this chanting." Thereafter they stopped it. Then they returned. Then within few minutes, that Dhammika, he died and he reborn in heaven. Then monks, they said that story to the monk, to the Buddha. "Buddha, when we was chanting the verses, protective verses, Dhammika, he said like he stopped. He did something like some sign. Therefore, Bhante, we stopped our chant." "Oh monks, it is not for that signal, not for you. There were a number of God, heavenly beings. They came to bring the Dhammika to the heavenly world. They wanted to carry Dhammika heavenly world. So then Dhammika wanted to say to the God, please stop, wait a minute like that. Wait a little moment like that. So that signal, it's not for you. But however monks, now Dhammika is in heavenly world. He reborn because he has done number of good deeds. He had developed all his life." Then with that incident, Buddha said, "The maker of merit rejoices in this life and in the next. He rejoices in both worlds. He rejoices and is delighted, seeing his own pure action." Then number 17, it is about again Devadatta. Dear friends, Devadatta, finally, Devadatta, he has done bad things as a result of bad action. He rebirthed in hell. Okay? Therefore, Buddha said, 17 verses, "The evil dog feels regret in this life and in the next. He feels regret in both worlds. He is regretful, knowing I have done evil. He is more regretful once he is reborn in the plane of misery." Then number 18. So Buddha teaches this verse to the Sumana. Okay, now we haven't time to discuss about next three. Then next week, I will say briefly about those verses, or these verses. Okay, now we have to stop our class. So, but you can follow those verses in your free time. But in next time, we can follow the next categories, Appamadavagga, diligence. Okay, so it has 11 verses. Then this part has 20 verses. So then therefore we can do it. Next week I will do this last three verses and Appamadavagga. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.